From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is Jill D'Alessandro. Hey, Jill.
Hi there.
Jill is the curator of the Guope Couture Fantasy Exhibit at the Legion of Honor in San Francisco. And if you love exquisite fashion and sparkly things like I do, don't miss this exhibit. It is gorgeous. Trust me, it is gorgeous. But right now, we're going to hear Jill's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home and around the Bay. First up is Mortified at the DNA Lounge. It's a show where people read from their journals, poems, or old schoolwork from their teen years, and they share stories like their first kiss, how they got over their first hangover, or just excited about getting a job at Hot Topic. Hello, Gen X. It's a fun space to share the shame, Jill. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Have you shared a story there? Would you do it?
No, I haven't done it. And I don't think I would, but I really enjoy everybody's self-deprecating humor.
You know, it's all art, right? Like people get out there and tell their stories. What's the story that you heard from there that you really enjoyed?
I went once and this one guy, he told a story about being, his mother worked for Liza Minnelli and how much she sort of supported him. But they're just hysterical. They're hysterical. And the MCs are great. They sort of ad-lib rap these little stories afterwards.
Okay, so at least you can laugh and cringe at the same time. That's Mortified at the DNA Lounge in San Francisco every second Friday of the month. And their next show is on July 8th. Your next pick is the Alameda Point Antique Fair. Now, this is the largest antique show in Northern California with over 800 vendors. Shop around and find amazing things, art, clothes, books, or just really other cool collectibles. It's definitely, shout out to my mom. She goes there. She loves going to the Alameda Point Antique Fair. Jill, have you found any goodies there?
I have found some goodies there.
I figured you had.
Yeah, I definitely have. You know, in some months you find something, some months you don't, but it's always a good time. So one, I found a beautiful Bolivian shawl once. Oh my gosh, I found this tin from the 1920s, but it's painted with a pre-Columbian head. And so it was just kind of rare, unique things.
Goodies from around the world. That's the Alameda Point Antique Fair. It's the first Sunday of every month, and their next event is on July 3rd. And your final pick is Taste the Nation with Padma Lakshmi on Hulu. Padma takes viewers on a journey across the U.S. where she eats different cuisines and talks with people from various cultures. The show challenges issues of identity, belonging, and how other cultures have shaped what American food is today. Jill, what do you enjoy most about this show?
Well, one, of course, food tips, because I love my food.
Yes.
It's just, you know, to be honest, the study of food culture is not unlike the study of textile culture. You know, here we are, we're this kind of multicultural, you know, the United States is so multicultural, and what people bring from their home country. But it also is a story about this sort of the challenges of being an immigrant in the United States, mm-hmm. and the challenges of holding on to your culture. And I think she does it in a really beautiful and heartwarming way. You know, it's this kind of, I guess we could say like soft power or something, right? You know, how do we address some of these things that's happened? And I also learned a lot from that about the different struggles that I didn't even know.
That's Taste the Nation with Padma Lakshmi on Hulu. I've been speaking with Jill D'Alessandro. She's a curator of Guapé Couture Fantasy Exhibit at the Legion of Honor, and it's currently open till September 2nd. Do not miss this. Do not miss this. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org, and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darden.